Good morning, 10-11 on the Mighty 690, as we continue throughout a Thursday morning. And since it is Thursday, it is time to have our weekly chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I'm doing just fine. I've been outside kind of bustling, trying to get the plants and flowers that I'd like to save in out of the cold that's going to be coming in.
Yeah.
So been busy today and kind of been watching the animals outside. I think they also realize there's a weather change because they're acting kind of ornery. So I think they're good predictors of weather.
They are, and it's just a few counties away now. It's already impacting some of our listeners, I know, as that cold front is sweeping through. So it'll be a few hours. Unfortunately, it's going to be here.
Yes. And, you know, with the changing weather like this, it's always a good reminder to also remind people about their dogs that are outside and cats that can't come in. These little cold breaks are pretty hard on them also, so start getting their whatever little home they have to be outside in. Get it. Straw is an excellent thing to put into their dog houses, and maybe if you have a little house for your cat or something. But straw is very good because it holds their heat, and put a blanket in there, and they can be just as snug as they can be. And fresh water is also very important, but it's changing weather time, so be on the alert.
Yes, absolutely. So what do we have going on at the shelter this week?
Well, I'm so thrilled. I get to start off with adoptions. And as I've told you, this doesn't always happen, but so far we're still feeling real good about our adoptions. And I may have spoke about this last week, but I'll just tell her one of the fun story again. Our dog that was selected for date afternoon was adopted by the family that took him out for his afternoon adventure. They did not have any intentions of adopting the dog when they got there, but when they got out, he just blended with the family so well, and his behavior was just perfect, and they came back and said, and they even came back before, I think it's like a, we ask you to take them from like 1:30 to 3:30 or something like that, and they came back early and said, we're just going to adopt him, you know, so it was just a great, great story. So this coming Saturday, we have two more lucky candidates that are going to go on dates, and one is Petey. Petey is one of our favorites at the shelter. Petey is a girl. She is a black lab terrier mix. There's nothing real attractive about her except her very sweet personality. She gets along with everyone at the shelter. She's dog friendly. She's cat friendly. She's people friendly. And she's just delighted to see you. You walk up to her kennel, and she just wiggles. And so, fingers crossed, Petey is either adopted or exposed to someone out in the public that says, you know, that is really a nice, nice dog. She's a medium-sized dog, so she'd be a good, you know, good fit for someone that wants an inside dog. Fingers crossed for Petey. And the second one we have going out on a date is Hank. And Hank is about a 35, 40-pound Beagle Terrier mix. He's also a swell guy, and we're just hoping that either the family that takes him out decides it's a good fit. If not, maybe, again, he's introduced to someone out in the community that sees him and says, you know, I think it's time to adopt. So it's been fun, and we had a very special person that came forward and gave a donation in such a way that these animals have to have the rabies shot before they leave the shelter grounds. And she made sure that we had funds available that we can give them their rabies shot. So therefore, anyone taking the dog out for the afternoon, there's no cost involved except what you spend on the dog at the local drive-ins, or I think someone said one of the coffee shops give them a pup cup. And, you know, there's always things to do, and they love that special treat. Even if it's just a new toy and affection and some playtime, the dogs are happy. They're not needy or greedy at all about that kind of thing. So fingers crossed for those two. If anyone is interested in doing this, we still have some lovely, lovely dogs at the shelter that need to get out and get out to the environment so people can see them and see what their true personality is like. All you need to do is call the shelter or contact Oksana on our Facebook page and set up a time, you know, Saturday you'd like to do this, and she will help you make all the arrangements. And I think we're going to kind of try to continue this on and just keep it a Saturday afternoon activity or Sunday afternoon activity for someone. And as long as the weather's you know, cooperating, why not? Why not get them out?
And yeah. No, I think that's great.
I do, too. And, you know, sometimes we've talked about this. You can't have a pet in the situation you're in. Maybe you're renting or something. Or maybe you're one of the college kids going to class here. And obviously they can't have a pet in the dorms. So it's a good opportunity for you just to have some interaction with a wonderful pet. So maybe those are the types of opportunities that people haven't thought about. But just come rent a dog for 2 hours, kind of is what it's kind of like. So anyway, come out and get involved in that program. We'd be tickled. As far as what we have available, again, this is not all of them. We just kind of try to feature a few that we can kind of highlight. And the dogs available right now is we have Ava. She's 2 to 3 year old female. She's a shepherd mix. She's quite nervous at the shelter. She just needs to find that new home. Sometimes, you know, these larger breeds are not doing well in a kennel situation. They need to be out. They need to be exercised. And as we've said, personality changes when they get out of the shelter, and it's always for the better. So she does need lots of room to run because she's a larger dog. She needs to learn how to walk on a leash. We're working on that with her, but she doesn't do her best on a leash because obviously she's probably never had to do that. We also have Solo. Solo is a 2-year-old female bully. She was brought in by her previous owner. He could no longer keep her. Kind of a sad situation here. Solo had been with this former owner since she was 5 weeks old, and now she's 2, and she's petrified. She cannot figure out what's happened, why she's at the shelter. It's noisy. The dogs are barking. The power washer's going off, and it's quite stressful for her. So we are really wanting to get her adopted out quickly, just for her own health, if nothing else. She's beautiful. She's white and gray. She's super, super sweet. We have had no difficulties with her at all, except she's just frightened beyond words. So please check out Solo if you're looking to find a little gal that needs a forever loving home. We also have Lacey. Lacey's a year old lab mix. She arrived at the shelter as a puppy. We had her quite a while. She's fully sponsored, meaning that her adoption fee has been already taken care of. So if a family comes out and decides Lacey is that lab that they'd like to have, she's ready to go. She gets along with cats, dogs, and she gets along with everyone. So as long as the adoption is an approved adoption, come out and get Lacey. Beautiful lab. Beautiful, beautiful. We have some kittens available I've talked about. They're white in color, but they've got one of them just got this black splotch on top of his forehead. Looks like maybe he got too close to the paintbrush. It's really pretty, but it's just a little smudge on top of his head. And then we've got another one I think is kind of unique looking. She's got orange throughout her, a little bit of black. Part of the litter has beautiful blue eyes. The other part of the litter has green eyes, but they're mostly white in color, and I think they're gorgeous kittens. And they've been with us probably maybe a month or so. So they put on some weight. They look very healthy. And the staff at this shelter have named them after trees. We had pine and spruce and oak and willow. And I'm not sure what all they were, but, you know, they just came up with some cute names for them. So come out if you're looking for a young kitten. We've got some beautiful ones out there for you. Charlie's a little bit older. Charlie's a 7-month-old male. He's a tabby. He's very sweet. He starts purring the minute you put him in your arms. He loves cat treats, and he just really likes to sit on your lap, and he loves to play with his cat toys. A very active, playful, very affectionate cat. That would make someone a good cat. KC is a year-old female tortoise shell. She's not been with us very long, so we're hoping, again, we can get her out. Sometimes it's a little stressful, and she's showing us stress at this time. She's created a habit of cleaning herself, you know, excessively cleaning herself. So she's kind of starting to get a patch on the back of her backside where she just, but it's nerves, it's just stress. And again, once you're out of the environment of the shelter, that will correct itself. So if you're looking for a cat again, that she's very loving and affectionate, that needs to be away from the shelter, come out and check out KC. Potter, I have to mention Potter real quick. He's our black cat. My gosh, he's a big guy. He's a big male, just gorgeous, and he's got a very round face. I have never seen a cat that's got more of a circle in a face than he does, so he's unique looking. And again, very personable, purrs and talks to you when you go up to him. So I wanted to bring out Potter to everyone's attention. We are going to be having our open house here coming up the very first Sunday in December. More information coming later, but I know a lot of people come out and visit us at that time, and they bring us donations. They just come out and they take a tour of the shelter. A lot of times we have people that will come back with the animals they adopted from us and what a delight that is, because you see these animals that some of this behavior I've described is so gone. They're heavy in weight as far as happiness and weight. I mean, they're healthy. They just look so good. And we so appreciate that when they bring them out and say, hey, remember little pebbles or, you know, whatever. Yes, we do. Well, so if you'd like to bring your friend out, your animal out, and share some Christmas cheer with us, we will be doing that the Sunday afternoon after the Christmas break. So I just kind of wanted to hit on that a little bit. We're doing really well with cat food. I think we do need kitty litter. The kittens that we have, we constantly are cleaning because we do try to keep it clean. So if anyone's wondering to know, what can we bring out? Well, kitty litter would be the top of the list. Dog treats we go through a lot. We're doing pretty well on dry food for dogs also. Canned food is something we kind of enjoy getting because that's a little extra bonus. I was thinking about this morning. Volunteering at the shelter is a really, really rewarding situation. And I'd like to encourage people that want to come out, spend some time with some animals, maybe help us out at the shelter, please come out and volunteer. And if it's just an hour a week, that's still so much better than not at all, because we can get you maybe to help us take care of some of these animals that need that socialization. We're also always looking to build on our board. We have a board of directors that runs the shelter, kind of overseeing, you know, the employees and stuff. We've got a great staff right now. We're very, very happy with everything that's going on at the shelter. It'd be a good time to come out and get involved, either, as I said, as a volunteer, or maybe eventually you'd like to also serve on the board. So I wanted to throw that out. I haven't talked about that a whole lot. So it's always very rewarding to do volunteer, no matter where you volunteer in the city. It's just good to get out and serve some time. We are open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, it's 5 to 7 in the evenings. That's been working out very well. We kind of think maybe that's one reason why the adoptions are up. People are able to come in after work and spend some time. The phone, we were out there yesterday at a meeting. The phone rang off the wall, so it sounds like it's a busy, busy situation at the shelter right now. On the weekends, we are there from 1 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Telephone number, 620-252-6060. And, of course, our Facebook page, CFA. We have one of our staff members. She's doing an excellent job of renewing the pictures on a weekly basis so people can kind of keep up with what's going on. I was having a discussion with Denise before I got started on the shelter report, and she has a friend that is missing a beagle, and I have seen that information on Facebook. That's also an excellent way to get information out if you're missing your pet. Just remember to always check in at the shelter. And, you know, if you have any information about any of these dogs that come up missing, you know, let the shelter know, because we can maybe get to Paul, the animal control officer, and maybe help these people locate their pets, because that has to be very traumatic for the owner and the pet that they've been separated. So kind of, and if you do have a dog that, you know, that's lost and it does end up at the shelter, there's no fee, except if we have to keep them for several days, we do ask for a donation for care. But there's no penalty, there's no citation. We're just tickled to pink to get them back to their owner. So don't ever hesitate to call the shelter if you're missing your pet.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. And I really hope we can find Dee Dee, the name of the beagle there. So yeah, that's just, you know, anytime you're missing a pet, that's always upsetting. So hopefully, yeah, we can make this a happy ending.
I hope so too. And I believe with all my heart that it's a good situation, that, you know, someone maybe is taking her in and just doesn't realize how much she's loved, just maybe thought it was a stray. So
sure.
Word of mouth is great to get out. And just I happened to be at the vet clinic one day when there was another dog not too long ago that was missing. It was Isabel or something like that. And the day I was there, the guy came in, and someone had found the dog, called him. He had taken the dog into the clinic, and they were checking her over, and very happy ending. So I know it can happen, because I witnessed one. So fingers crossed for all concerned that everybody gets home safely.
Yes, we want that for sure. Well, Becky, thank you so much. Another good update from the Animal Shelter, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Always good to have you on board this morning. And sounds like there's a lot going on, as always.
Yeah, there is. And we're just, like I said, it's a great place to come out and volunteer. Who can resist a hug, you know, from a kitten or a waggly tail from a dog? It's just, you just can't resist it. It just makes your heart go pitter-patter. So come out.
Absolutely. A wonderful reminder, as always. Well, Becky, I look forward to chatting with you again next week here on the program.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you have a good one. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. And we'll return with more right after this. You're on KGGF. We'll be getting back to your calls on Open Line.